Hello, and welcome to Breaking Autopilot, a series where we talk about just some of our emotions, some of the things that we're doing, and some of the ways that we can break our autopilot to live more intentionally. And so I've taken a break from completing any more podcasts. I did one, haven't released any, because the last one I released was a little emotional, and I wasn't sure if I was even going to release it. And I certainly didn't want that to be the last one that anyone had out there from me to listen to. So I've been kind of praying all week long to see what would the next one be. And one of the things this week, after that one, I wanted it to be that I am up and ready to go and back to what you're used to, back to what I'm used to, back to what gets me excited. And so this week I took a break off from doing a whole lot of things, and a lot of evenings I didn't immerse myself into the material that I have, anything. I just recognized that a lot had been going on, and I used the time to kind of restore. And so also talked with people and friends in close circles and things. And so I talked through some of that emotion, some of that yucky feeling that I felt. You know, like, God, tell me what's going on. Why is that feeling there? What is that overwhelmedness? Is it overwhelmness? Is it a Valentine's Day loneliness? Is it Satan poking at me because doesn't want me to go forward on some of these things that put self-doubt in me? I mean, those were all the things that would come into mind. And I continually kept telling myself, well, no, I don't think it's a loneliness of Valentine's that, you know, that's fine. I'm not really lonely at Valentine. My son and I went to dinner and had a good Valentine dinner together and had a great evening and relaxing and stuff. So no, I don't think it was that. Was it self-doubt? Yeah, a little bit. I began some of the question of why me? And I don't know if you've been doing anything that somebody doesn't see and says, well, I don't know what's gotten into you. Have you heard that more than once? What's gotten into you? What's gotten into you? Shouldn't that be regular and routine for the people to say to us, what's gotten into you? Because it isn't, and we live on autopilot so much, it's become almost something that is viewed negatively. And I started to believe and start taking it negatively instead of taking it positively. You know how they say that somebody can say, oh, you look pretty, and you go, yeah, okay, well, thank you, my hair didn't do well today. And we just counteract that compliment with something negative. And that's automatic. If you're doing that, try not to do that. Just say thank you and move on. Try not to negate a compliment to you for your work performance, for your beauty that day, for the way you help someone else. Just say thank you to those things and accept those compliments, and it will get easier, and not give yourself the negative self-talk. But anyway, so I was thinking about that, and I was talking it out with them and said, you know, I kind of been wondering why me. And I still feel like it's not me, and that's it. That's kind of what it kind of come to the conclusion this weekend, is I'm an instrument. And if I get my head out of it and stop overanalyzing it and just let it be, which one of the songs that came on when I was struggling through this was the Beatles' Let It Be, and I was kind of cracking up on that. And I was like, just let it happen. Just let whatever happen. And what they reminded me is, and a couple of people got to do this, and one this morning I woke up to and was very, very encouraging. And I guess it was the last push that I just needed to close out this week of that self-thought, was you may never know the feedback that you get when you do a good turn, when your project. If you throw a book out there, you may never know the impact that that book has, and if it doesn't have any, it had the most important impact of you, yourself, releasing it. If the podcast gets bigger than these shared feed emails with people, well, I will never know the impact that it may really have. And it's already had the impact that it's needed. It's already affected me. It's already affected my children. It's already inspired them. It's already inspired a couple of other people. So, you know what? Good is good enough. And anywhere else is just icing on the cake. And I need to learn to accept that. And I've been one of those people that have needed feedback, positive, obviously, that I want positive feedback, an affirmation, and I need to let that go. And I need to just be happy with doing the things, just accepting what they are in the moment that they are. And I'm going to try that. And I'm going to try to keep doing and going forward and just keep recording and not worrying about what people may think or may not think. And if somebody may not like it, and that's okay. That's quite okay. And I have to accept that as well, because, you know, you always, when someone gives you some kind of feedback that's not as positive, you want to say, well, let me tell you why I did it. And we explain ourselves. When particularly, like with this particular podcast, there really is no explaining because it's just authentic. So there's no explaining to do about it. You know, you could know me more and you would understand more, possibly. But otherwise, it's just a recording and we just move on with our day, right? That's what it's meant for, right? It's just meant as a short burst of entertainment, a short burst of motivation, right? There's no feedback that anyone has to give to me, and there's no nothing that I'm having to give back to them, right? Just this one moment's all we got. And that's like that in a lot of things that we do. It's just that one moment. It's that fellowship with each other, that moment, that lunch, that hallway chat, that one moment. The other day I was standing and talking to someone who was new, and we took the time to go to lunch together and get to know one another and found out what an interesting background that they had, things that they'd done, how community related they were. And it was really just enjoyable. We just talked the whole hour and it went by so fast. And I want to do more of that just to get to know people. And then we stopped in the hallway and chatted for just a moment. And we talked about our moms both passing. And we recognized in that hallway moment that moment was needed for one or the other of us, and that someone else was losing a parent, and how it was for us when we lost our parent. And so that's it. That's what I need to grasp, is that it's the moments that are building what the rest of this life is going to be. And it's not about a final journey. It's not about a final project even. Because that I've been getting to the end of that. Well, what would I do with my yoga? You know, where would I be? Now, I need to get appointments started. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to breathe. I need to allow myself to flow through this. There is no one putting schedules or timelines on what this completion is. You know, I have one opportunity to schedule with my kids yoga. Well, let's do that. Let's do that. And then let's do something different after that. But don't overwhelm myself trying to create the end result on it. And if you're doing something, well, just do that. You know, just build that one project. Just, you know, you got a hobby. I was telling somebody, we on Pinterest, you know, that's not my life really on Pinterest. It's kind of the wannabe life sometimes that we pin on those boards. And I've got some projects and stuff, but if I get the right people to help me, that might really actually get to come true. You know, I was showing my brother the gardening project and said, you know, help me build these raised beds. And he said, why don't we do it? And I said, that would be awesome, because I don't have the skills to do that, but I would help you and I would learn from it. And we would spend time together doing that. And so let's try to do that. And so I'm hopeful that that may actually get to happen. And so one of those things that I'm interested in, I'll get to learn about it and do it. Who knows? I may call upon some of these, you guys as my friends, to say, help your experience. I know one of our friends, grows really good tomatoes. And so I'll probably ask, when should I plant tomatoes on there? And so enjoy the community you're around. That was another thing last night. Oh yeah, I wanted to share that. My son, when we were thinking about whether we could stay in the house or go somewhere else, and we were looking at other houses, in the town, then, you know, he said, Mom, I really want to be, in community. And I said, okay, all right, 13 Road, what does community mean to you? And he said, well, that house we looked at had 4 basketball goals all on one street, and they were all facing the street. And I said, okay, well, that looks like everybody likes to play basketball. And he said, but why would you need 4 basketball goals that close together if everybody was playing together? And I was like, well, actually, I don't know. Good point. And I understand when it's at homes, we have a basketball goal at our home and another neighbor does, but we're not adjoining driveways to one another. And so the boys actually come back and forth and play basketball at each other's houses on there. But this was a particular street, and they were all really lined up right on the street, not in the driveways even. So it made a point to me, and I thought, okay, So we thought about that, and where we live now, it's a very nice little neighborhood that's got a lot of kids. And so his, best friend is in our backyard, and they become best friends because he's in our backyard. Because the two of them have grown up together through their kindergarten years, being able to go to one another's house without having to cross the street. Actually, the backyards are touched, so they just go right through the little wood patch there. And then now that they're teenagers, they're still going back and forth between that wood patch and, can I go hang out over here? Can I go hang out over there? And because there's no parent involved to run them anywhere, they get to spend a lot more time together. And my daughter is doing the same thing, right? Around the corner on the street is another little girl that they really like to play together. And so the parents, we still walk them back and forth between the houses because of their ages, 6 and 8, but we don't have to get out and drive, and that makes it a lot more convenient for us as parents. And so we often get a chance for them to play together, which gives me a chance to be with both of those moms of the children that are with my kids. And the other little boy that my son grew up with has a younger sister, and we've got to grow up with her, and she's played with my daughter and helped to watch over her as well as we've grown up. So that's what he was talking about. And then there's some other kids that are in the neighborhood in our yards touch that are play with all these kids that we have there. And so you'll see them playing Nerf Wars, and they'll cut through our backyards, and you'll find Nerf bullets, and Jack may or may not be home, but they're still all just, playing their Nerf Wars and hiding behind the plastic items in the yard gyms and different things that are out in the yards. And that's what it's about. That's the community he was talking about. And so I got it. And I realized that those moms were what I needed too. So last night, some neighbors moved into the neighborhood about 6 months or so ago, maybe longer, I don't know. Time flies. Anyway, we were out walking. Two of the moms, one of the moms and I were out walking and ran into the other couple that was getting some groceries out of the car and things. And they said, we probably should get together. And so right there in that moment, they said, let's do it Saturday night. All of us, we can get together and we'll invite some other couples in the neighborhood and some of their friends and just have, appetizers and drinks and just fellowship. And I was so excited for that, to do that and nervous at the same time, walking over by myself, but literally was across the street. And so that was quaint. And so as I looked out the window, I was seeing other neighbors walk from their houses across the street to this neighbor that was having the get together. And so we fellowshipped and we visited for several hours. We talked to some of the neighbors that we already knew. How were you? How were the kids? They've grown up over the years. What are they doing now? Some neighbors I just waved at. I didn't know anything beyond their names. And they gave me a chance to find out more about them and talk with them a little bit at length. And I know they have more interesting backgrounds and things where that they've lived in further places in Kentucky and what their interests are and what their lifestyle are is different than mine. And that's neat to listen to them and learn about them. So I really enjoyed that. I still came home early, still wanted to enjoy my own time to myself while the kids weren't here. But I was really thankful for community. We walked out, a couple of us walked out together to just walk back to our houses, and it's like cracked up and said, we left the light on for ourselves and it's a short walk home, be careful on your drive, kind of tongue-in-cheek joke there. But I really appreciated them doing that, and we hope that, as we get out into our backyards and the others, that created a time for us to feel even more comfortable talking to one another. More than just a wave, that we can be maybe even helpful with one another. So I appreciate that. And that's what I felt like, community. And I really drew back to what Jack was saying, community, on it. And I'm excited about spring coming. I'm excited about the summer coming and being more outdoors and getting to walk the neighborhood and talk to more people. There's still I do think there's some kindred spirits out there that haven't been tapped. And finding the time to fellowship, I think, is going to be one of the funnest parts about the summer. And, what their interest in their activities and hopefully I'm physically fit enough to start participating in some of those activities with them and it'd be nothing if I needed to help somebody rake some leaves or something, just to be doing something because that's what it's about, right? Right? Are you with me? Somebody else was talking to me and they just kept saying that. Are you with me? Are you with me? And I was like, I am. I'm there. So I wanted this next podcast before I release that one about my true feelings, and how you sometimes get overburdened and start to get self-doubt and let that talk out. That it took me a week to process through that. It took me a week to circle with some friends and talk about it. And then it took an unknown, kindred spirit that I'm not sure that, you know, that either one of us realized the encouragement that we're providing to one another, and some simple little tasks and emails that we're asking each other to review. But it's very hopeful. And so I'm very hopeful and I'm excited, and I got to get off here because I've got things to do now. I've got a big day planned and some Girl Scout, cookie selling booths and other things and activities to be back in the community and out to dinner with some ladies and a movie and, grocery shopping and all that, and the kids coming home, and so life begins. So go out there, enjoy every moment. Don't worry about overanalyzing it. Pick your projects on Pinterest. Find somebody who can help you if you don't know how to do it. Find somebody who can. There's all kinds of resources out there. Even if it's gardening, go to the Wilson's Nursery or something like that, and talk to somebody about it and get re-energized. And that's what I needed this week. I needed to get re-energized, and I needed to give out. I needed to restore part of the weekend I did, and then part of the weekend I got to give out and give to someone, and that also energizes me. So have at it and fly.